This is a Friday, May 15th, 2009, regular session of Commissioner's Court. Probably everyone knows that Commissioner Crittenden will not be here today because of the death of his mother. And so, as we have a moment of silence, if everyone will remember him and his family at this time. Amen. If you'll stand for our pledges.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Item one on the agenda is public comment. Is there anyone who wants to speak to the court? Item two is to consider and take action on approval of recording of payroll changes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll changes. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll changes are approved. Item B is the payroll.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to approve payroll. Those in favor?
Aye.
Payroll is approved. Item C are the budget amendments.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the budget amendments. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved. Item D are accounts payable.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve accounts payable. Those in favor?
Aye.
Accounts payable are approved. Item E is to accept for recording various Commissioner Court documents, including but not limited to the following: auditor's reports, treasurer's reports, oaths, deputations, and other certificates. And during this item, gentlemen, we have our, we're going to record our depository bids. And actually, we have a letter from Austin Bank who says that because of the current economic indicators, they are not going to bid. So we have one bid this year, and it is from First National Bank. I did speak to Gilmer National, and they indicated that they just simply don't have any place to put the money. And so, Linda, that's in the record. So y'all can pull it out and take a look at it. And then we'll look at the award of the contract. Yeah, we'll look at the award of the contract at the next meeting.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to record those. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are recorded. Item F are the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way. Those in favor? Those are approved. Item 3 is to consider bids on property foreclosed for delinquent taxes and take action. Ms. Whitaker? We got a bunch.
No, we only have three.
Okay.
This one. Okay. I guess with the tabling of Mr. Crittenden's, we got a bunch of his projects. Okay. We do have three this morning. The first bid is in Commissioner Precinct 2's section. It's located at 106 West Redbud Street. The bid is for $5,000. The legal description is known as Lot 5 and the east 20 feet of Lot 7, Block 2, Elmwood Edition, here in the city of Gilmer. The appraisal visitor has it valued at $21,530. and it was struck off back in May of 06 for $5,515.38.
That's going to be in precinct 4 instead of 2.
No, it's okay, is it 4?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry.
Motion to accept the $5,000.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to accept the $5,000 bid on Lot 5 and the east 20 feet of Lot 7, Block 2, and the Elmwood addition to the city of Gilmer. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's approved and accepted.
Okay. The second property is in Precinct 3. It's located at Red Cedar. The bid is for $2,000, and the property description is a 5.24-acre tract, more or less, in the David Hoover Headright Survey. Save and accept 4 acres, which leaves a residue of a 1.24-acre tract. It's valued at the appraisal district at $14,330. It was struck off the tax roll in February of 2009 for $6,276.74.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to reject the $2,000 bids on the 5.24 acres, more or less, situated in the headright, in the Hoover headright. Those in favor?
Aye.
That bid's rejected.
Okay, the final bid for today is in Precinct 3. It's located at 600 Old Waters. The bid is for $1,000. Description is a 0.253-acre tract situated in the John Carson Survey. The appraisal district has it valued at $11,400. It was struck off in February of 2009 for $3,558.46.
Motion to reject.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Campbell to reject the $1,000 bid on the 0.253 in the John Carson. Those in favor of rejecting that bid?
Aye.
It's rejected.
Old Waters Road.
Old Waters Bluff Road.
Yeah.
Waters Bluff.
Old Waters Bluff Road.
Thanks, Ms. Whitaker. Item 4 is to discuss and take action to approve a resolution for the Upshur County Safe Schools Project. And this is a resolution that, in order to apply for this grant, we need to pass. Don Gross has been working on this. It's like many other resolutions we pass regarding grants. It's merely one of the steps in making the application. Then if we get the grant, we'll discuss the matching funds and if we want to take it.
No matching funds to this one?
Okay.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Crabtree to approve the resolution regarding the Safe Schools grant. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Philip is asking, does that send an officer around to do programs at the schools?
Yes, well, it'll be off duty officers in contract basis with county. So I'll put 1 to 2 officers in the schools.
They're paid by the grant to carry out those programs, and they actually are officers, but they have to be off duty. And
okay.
What's the amount, Don?
$35,140.
Item 5 is to discuss and take action to approve and accept for recording interlocal agreements between Upshur County and schools incorporated cities within the county.
Move to approve.
Motion by Commissioner Ferguson, second by Commissioner Campbell. Those in favor?
Aye.
Those are approved.
I'm sorry, but we asked what entities.
City of Big Sandy.
Okay.
And, no. And the City of East Mountain. Madam Clerk, both copies are, copy for the cities and our copy are in the record, so. Item six is to discuss and take action concerning changes in the county employee prescription drug plan. We have some proposed changes to the co-payments on the prescription plan. It will lower the cost to our employees if they will begin using mail order prescription services. It leaves our copay the same if we use our local pharmacies, but it makes basically makes it cheaper for our employees if they begin to use a mail order service. And motion by Commissioner Campbell, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the changes to the plan. Those in favor? That's approved. Item seven is to discuss and take action to replace the diesel pump, register, and the pulser at Roden Bridge.
And the recommendation at the minimum is replace the register and the pulser on it. And at the same time, since we're going to be doing that repair work, I got a quote on replacing the pump, which gives us a 30 gallon per minute disbursement versus a 10 gallon per minute right now. So that would, our big pump truck is 500 gallons, it takes about an hour to fill it. We have two different options. We can just go with the pulser and the register, which would be $518, or do the pump and the pulser would be 17 or 14.70. Yes, the register comes with a new pump. Ooh.
Bubba, what do you want to do?
Well, the pump would really help for like a fuel truck, some of the fuel truck though, because he's sitting there at least an hour until the tank.
Okay.
This is just the equipment.
Just equipment.
And the pulser that was on that other one, is it not warranted?
No. They have one year warranty in there.
Okay.
I asked the same question.
So the question to the court is.
Yeah, I know it's not very old.
Yeah.
The two point parts of it is, do they want to replace just the register and the pulser, or do they want to do the new pumps?
Okay.
Well, I think we've discussed it with a couple of different times in the past about replacing the pump, and so it would probably be wise for us to just replace the pump too. So I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second. Petroleum Tech Service Group.
Where are we going to take the money?
Fuel line item.
Fuel line item?
That's what it is.
We can take it out of diesel fuel line item.
Okay.
We have room to
handle it. Motion by Commissioner Crabtree, second by Commissioner Ferguson to approve the purchase of the pump, register, and the pulser for Roden Bridge. to be paid out of diesel fuel line item. Those in favor?
Aye.
That's approved. Thanks, Mr. Auditor. Item 8, court will go into executive session as authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes annotated 551.074A1 to discuss personnel matters, and is authorized by Vernon's Texas Codes annotated 551.0711A to discuss pending litigation against the county with our attorney, Robert Davis. Under item 9, the court will reconvene into open session and take any action necessary regarding Upshur County personnel and regarding pending litigation against the county. Any action? No action under number 9. Item 10 is to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Those in favor?
Aye.
We're adjourned.